This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
I'm very, very happy to welcome to the program the Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan. Commissioner, welcome to the show this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Rich. Thank you very much.
No, absolutely. Thanks for making the time today. This is an important point. We've been talking about the Uyghurs and China and the oppressive regime that's going on over there. And the president and the administration, your agency, taking some real important steps here. Tell us about it.
That's right. In fact, CBP really has the statutory authority and responsibility to investigate any products or goods that are being made by forced labor. And the goal is to prevent those products from being introduced in the United States supply chain. And that's what this week has been all about. We call them WROs, withhold release orders. And what that does is that means it gives CBP the authority on those entities that we've identified that we have a reasonable suspicion that have been made with forced labor, we're going to stop them, detain them, and prevent those goods from coming to the United States. And this week, we issued five of those WROs to specific companies, mainly in China, but mainly in the Xinjiang region. And actually, this is an unprecedented number. We've developed eight WROs in China alone within the last year.
I'm so glad to hear this, because the forced labor that's taking place in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, where the Chinese government is engaged in systemic human rights abuses against the Uyghur people and other ethnic and religious minorities. And, of course, it already is federal law. Federal law prohibits the importation of all goods and merchandise which is made by forced labor, and that's exactly what's going on here. So you're stepping up to stop this, and I'm really happy about that.
That's absolutely right. And make no mistake, look, your listeners need to understand that this is nothing more than modern day slavery. The atrocities that are happening are just unbelievable. In fact, there's one area there that they call it a vocational school. It's unbelievable. And what it is really is a concentration camp that's supplying the forced labor into a series of different companies. And then those goods are trying to be shipped over here. It's absolutely horrendous, Rich.
And you know, Commissioner Mark Morgan is with me, the acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. I don't want to buy something on Amazon that's made in China that's actually made in a concentration camp. I don't think anybody wants to do that. But we don't have the ability to know that. It just comes to our door otherwise if nobody stops it at the point of importation.
That's exactly right, and that's a good point. Now, I think consumers do have a little responsibility to do a little bit of checking to make sure. So if you have information that something's coming from the Xinjiang region, you really need to do a little bit more due diligence because, again, this is really the region that these WRs are really targeting. But you're also right. The supply chain is very complicated. You know, you may have a raw product material that starts out from Xinjiang that's made from forced labor, but then it goes to three other companies when a product is made before it gets to the United States. So these investigations, I'm very proud of Office of Trade here within CBP, because these investigations are challenging, especially in a government like China. They don't exactly let us into their country to do an investigation.
Yeah, so to that point, because I agree with you, I mean, we should do a little more due diligence as consumers. What's the best way to do that?
Look, just try to get a really clear understanding where the product is coming from. You know, and again, you know, and there's a little a common sense approach. If you're buying a product and whatever the product is, and you know generally, you know, the market is $200, and where you're buying it from, you're getting it for $100. There's generally a reason why that. And that's what that's another issue of forced labor is that it's taken jobs away from this company, this country. It's taken just an enormous amount of profit from U.S.-based companies because, of course, the product, why do they use, what's one of the reasons they use forced labor? It's a lot cheaper to make the product.
Sure, sure.
So that should be an indication to the consumer as well.
Commissioner, let me ask you while I have you two things. We've heard a lot about the wildfires that are out there. I saw on Twitter you pointed out that your agency is working side by side with the search and rescue missions that's going on in these just catastrophic wildfires out west.
Yeah, absolutely. Rich, you know what? I really appreciate you bringing that up because that shows an example. You know, part of our mission set, you know, our mission, we always say protect the American people. It's not just to safeguard the borders. And right now we're talking about protecting, you know, trade and protecting, you know, the prosperity of the nation's economy. But part of what we do is protect the American people. And whether it's hurricanes, right now we have resources ready to deploy to Hurricane Sally. We're up there right now helping with search and rescue of the wildfires. We do it all.
That's fantastic. And let me ask you about the border while I have you, if I could. I saw you've been catching and apprehending previously deported sex offenders, and you were able to get them.
That's right. And here's another thing that's so frustrating for me, because one of the big false narratives out there is they want to paint everybody with a broad brush that comes across illegally as all, you know, good, upstanding people. Rich, the truth is that's just not the truth. Every single day, CBP, especially the Border Patrol, are catching criminal aliens every single day. That's not hyperbole. It's fact. It's sex offenders, sex predators, rapists, murderers, gang members. That's happening every single day along the southwest border. That's the fact. That should outrage everybody in this country.
Well, I appreciate the efforts you're doing on the agency. You're doing a great job, of course. And I'll ask you, too, how is the wall construction going? Is there an update on that?
It is. We're about 330 miles, and we're confident, as we said, even against all the naysayers and the unprecedented lawsuits, by the end of this year, as promised, 450 miles of wall system in the ground. I'm absolutely 100% without a doubt we're going to get there.
Mark Morgan, Customs and Border Protection Commissioner. Thanks, Commissioner. Appreciate your time today.
You bet, Rich. Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.